dedicate some time, some slice of pie in your overall exercise program to just being right there with your body.
Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth, and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. I'm pleased to present B-Rad Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of 5-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy 3, get 1 free and make the superfuel a centerpiece of your daily routine.
Did you know that athletes not only regulate their physical body, but they're also expert at self-regulating their brain activity? There was a study and it used which kind of athletes? Triathletes. Hey, I'd rather be a triathlete than an athlete who doesn't try. Now, I'm no longer a triathlete. I was one for a long time. So this was amusing to get sent this study and some very interesting conclusions. So I'm just going to briefly summarize the study. And while they studied specifically a group of 26 triathletes along with 25 non-athletes were the control group. I would assume that the research results apply to any type of devoted athlete, not necessarily having to go and swim and bike and run. And for you triathletes listening, you can pat yourselves on the back and gloat a little bit, but I will caution you to be safe out there when you're bike riding on the road. I'd rather see you biking on a bike trail or perhaps doing the vast majority of your biking on the dirt, on mountain biking, and staying away from those cars. It's just so dangerous out there on the road today. That's my public service announcement for all triathletes, especially those riding in the unsafe but highly aerodynamic drop bar position. So this is a study published in the journal Biological Psychology, uncovering differences in brain structure among athletes and non-athletes. Regular exercise has been found to improve cognitive control and enhance cognitive processes such as inhibition, attention, and concentration are believed to help regular exercisers self-regulate their physical activity. And they also have a competitive advantage from regulating both physical as well as brain activity. So they might be more skilled at discriminating their inner biological signals since they tend to be in tune with their physiological signals. Secondly, athletes may be skilled at altering these signals in the desired direction since exercise is associated with high executive function and self-regulation. So they did some neurofeedback training during the study. This is where a person's brain activity is recorded, processed by a computer, presented back to them, And then the participant is asked to change their brain activity in a desired way. So we have 26 triathletes, 25 control. And within these groups, half of the people participated in a session of sensory motor rhythm upregulation neurofeedback training, SMR neurofeedback training, while the others participated in a sham training. And then in the real training, the participants received actual feedback on their sensory motor activity during the sham training. The participants were shown feedback from another subject. So they're saying, hey, here's how your brain works. And they were goofing it with half the people and then actually showing with the other people. The results revealed that both the triathletes and the non-athletes who received the real training increased their SMR power across the training sessions. Interestingly, the triathletes outperformed the non-athletes during the second half of the training, showing a linear increase in SMR power, while the non-athletes did not. So I guess they were able to concentrate longer than the non-athletes during the training. The authors said triathletes were able to self-regulate their brain activity in a desired direction over a longer time period compared to the control group. Wow, imagine how valuable that is today, where you have these people that are going out there and swimming back and forth, looking at the black line on the bottom of the pool, as they say, for an hour, or pedaling their bicycle for hours and hours, or running through the forest or down the street for an hour or 2 hours. It requires a sustained level of focus, motivation, right? All those wonderful things. And then we have the things that we're calling for today in the modern workplace and modern society, which are focus and sustained effort. And we're really deficient at that these days because of all our potential and our ability to distract ourselves and pursue instant gratification behaviors. So the non-athletes were able to self-regulate their brain activity for the first seven runs of the training, but it appeared they were unable to maintain the mental state necessary for the final three runs. They crapped out and the triathletes stayed strong. The MRI data revealed that triathletes showed larger gray and white matter volumes in the inferior frontal gyrus when compared to non-athletes. Authors say these structural differences may have been related to superior self-regulation abilities. Okay, it was a small study. So further research is needed before we can make sweeping conclusions that athletes have better focus and endurance in all areas, not just for their athletic endeavors. But the title was, triathletes are experts in self-regulating physical activity, but what about self-regulating neural activity? Authored by Sylvia Kober and others. Thank you for listening to this brief breather show, and get out there and persevere and enjoy your workouts, whatever you're doing. And I know workouts is a great time to listen to music or perhaps even listen to podcasts. But I think when you're doing something that's challenging, that requires a lot of focus, such as hitting golf balls on the practice range for me, or when I'm doing my sprinting and jumping exercises, the high intensity stuff, I'm certainly not listening to programming. I'm completely focused and concentrating on what I'm doing at the moment. But hey, if I'm out there jogging or pedaling my bicycle at a comfortable pace for a recovery day for some low-level cardiovascular activity, of course, I can enjoy the music or the podcast. So go ahead and enjoy your tunes or whatever's in your ear during your workout, but dedicate some time, some slice of pie in your overall exercise program to just being right there with your body and, you know, sensing your muscles working and your heart and lungs working. And I think that'll be a rich and meaningful experience too, especially when it's technical, or especially when it's challenging. Thanks for listening, watching to this breather show. Send us your feedback, send us your questions, podcast@bradventures.com. Hey ladies, you may have heard me talk about Gainswave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gainswave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gainswave for Her.
As with the male Gainswave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels after a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective. You get real results with Gainswave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits. You will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhanced pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with Gainswave for Her. You visit the website gainswave.com, GAINSWAVE.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.